Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Jan.
So our assignment from yesterday, for the next 24 hours, get as comprehensive a picture as you can of what you hear in your head about this issue. Keep the issue in the front of your awareness as you go about your day. Each time you become aware that attention is on the issue, notice what the voices are saying and jot it down. All right, so here is our first caller. First caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Okay, I will. This is Carol from Port Townsend.
Hello, Carol.
Yeah, I just spent the last hour writing things down, and it's all, you know, negative stuff from ego accusations. You're not this, you're not that. You know, you're not good enough, you're doing it wrong. You know, you're procrastinating, all this negative stuff. And some of it was pretty funny because one of the things I heard was, you're a lout. And I don't really know what a lout is. So that cracked me up.
Yes, that is self-hate from another century.
I know.
Oh, that's funny. Another country in another century. Yeah.
Yeah. Leftovers from the past.
Yeah. Well, it's good. It's very, very helpful when it blows it like that. Right? When it says something that you just go, well, that's really silly, and that really doesn't have anything to do with me. So maybe the rest of it doesn't either. Yeah.
Right, yeah. And it's the same stuff that has been with the other ones, you know, comparison, they're doing it right, and you're not, and So it's just the same things. And the other thing that was the same old thing was there were like, I don't know how many, like 8 little focuses that we could have. And I couldn't, at first it seemed like I couldn't choose any, you know, and like it was all overwhelming. And then there was that urge to do it right. So I wanted to call in and find and ask you, how are we supposed to choose? How are we supposed to choose from all those? You know, because I wanted to do it right. So
yes. So Carol, when you say the urge to do it right, what is that urge?
Well, to find out.
Do you hear it as a voice, or is it? Are you aware of sensations that mean that, or I mean? How do you know that's there?
Well, it's a tightness in my body, and kind of frozen, and at the same time being kind of amped up and like wanting to launch into you know, whatever it is, but not being able to.
So you have a lot of energy to move in whatever direction. But then you're thwarted by this belief that there's a right way and you need to know what that is before you can do anything.
Right. And how another way this plays out is, so there's someone else that knows what's right, you know, so I contact you and want to talk to you. And then there's also the thing with doctors and I need an expert, but then I don't trust the expert.
Yeah, well, I think that's smart in both cases, Carol. but here's what I would offer you. Okay, first of all, there's no such thing, right? There's no such thing as right, unless we say everything is right, and then you can do that. But if we, as soon as we're in the world of duality, then you know we're lost. There is no right answer in a dualistic mind, because it's just going to ping pong back and forth, right, wrong, right, wrong, right, wrong, good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. Okay, that's the world. So once you get that, If I'm waving my arms around over here to the side, right? So that, in that world of duality, right? If you get that that's a closed system, it's never going to produce what it is making you believe it can produce, which is a guarantee of you doing the right thing and being the right person. It can't do that. It won't do that. It doesn't do that. That's not where that happens. Okay, so we can put all that aside. And then, for the fun of it, I would take those. You have 8 different directions currently that you could go in. Okay, write each one on a separate piece of paper, put them in a bowl, stir them all up, put the bowl up high enough that you can't see, pick one out, and that's your focus.
Yeah, but I already picked 2.
Okay. Well, then why are you agonizing about the right if you already picked them?
Well, that's even though I picked those 2, then within the context of those 2, there's how to do them right. So I've given up being right about which to choose. That was kind of running for a couple of weeks, and now I'm done with that. And now there's a new. So I got to be engaged.
Okay, Carol. So this is really straightforward. Okay, this is good. You're actually in a very good place because the only thing you need to do is give up all ideas of right and wrong. That's it.
Okay.
Everything else is irrelevant until you do that.
Mm-hmm. And how would you suggest I do that?
Don't have that conversation.
Okay, so like right is the trigger word that...
That's right. And whether it's a feeling or it's a thought or it's a sentence in your head. And so so you've got one of those. Can you tell us what one of them is?
Yeah, yes, one of them is, being politically active.
Well, that's vague enough to stop anybody in their tracks, right? And so you might do something like make a list of all of, now I'm going to go back to that things on a piece of paper in a bowl, okay? Make a list of all the ways that you would like to be politically active, okay? Make a list of those. Put one on each piece of paper. Put them in a bowl. Stir them up. Hold them up high enough that you can't see what they are. Pick one out. Do that.
Okay.
When it says, okay, but should I call? Should I go in person? Should I write letters? Should I send money? Should I write those, each one on a piece of paper, put it in a bowl, hold it up where you can't see what it is, pick one out, do that.
Now I'm bursting into tears because this is so good. I can see how it's then, you know, choosing right and wrong randomly because it's all, All right.
Yes. So it gets you, you know, there you are. You've come to a roundabout in the road, right? And there are 8 or 10 roads leading off of it, and it just has you going around in circles because you don't know which one is the right road to take, okay? So you put the names of them on a piece of paper, you put them in a bowl, you pick one out, and you go down that road because
it doesn't matter, and that's part of trusting myself that whatever those things I write on the paper are all
What you're learning to do more than trust yourself is trust life. Carol, it doesn't matter what you do. The only thing that is important is getting out of that relationship with ego. And then you're clear sailing. Then you will just go with life, and they'll all be good choices, and you'll live happily ever after. So that's the issue that we're resolving right now, right?
And okay, can I ask one more question?
Yeah, go ahead.
So I got your bowl things, and I will do that. And the other thing is when I become aware that I'm dividing things, or ego's dividing things into right and wrong, you know, through sensations or what I hear in my head, at that point do I say, I hear that, and then turn my attention?
Yes, yes, exactly. Any time you recognize that conversation, that's when we do the drop that and come back here. To whatever it is. I choose life, I choose love, I choose unconditional love, I choose peace and joy, I, you know, start dancing, whatever it is that gets you in the present. And if you've got if you're paralyzed because you've got a list of things, you know, write them down, put them in a bowl, pick one out, do that.
Okay, thank you, Sherry.
You are so welcome. Have fun and let me know, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks, Cheryl. Bye-bye.
Can you hear me now, Sherry?
There you are.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know who you
are. I don't
know
what that is. Okay.
Oh, that's
What I was trying to say is, how about I just bring the next caller live?
Well, I heard that. That was the last thing you said, but then a caller didn't appear, so I thought maybe we were still in trouble.
Nope. Here we go.
All right.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hey, Andrea.
Hi.
What are you seeing?
So what I chose is my focus is environmental and climate change, and what I notice is just a huge amount of guilt. Basically, I guess I could call it sapiens guilt, that I shouldn't even exist. And if you amplify that further, you know, sapiens shouldn't exist. And so basically it comes down to not doing it right, what you were talking about before. And basically it's very high standards that I have to do everything perfectly and that I'm not doing my part well enough.
Andrea, I can't tell.
Yeah.
You realize that those super high standards that you never meet are just horse pucky, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely seeing this conditioning, you know, just this really strong conditioning. And actually talking about it and seeing it, just listening to the archives, I see that, you know, in a sense, the process is basically around everything, but it seems to have a real hold of me with climate change and the environment.
I was just on a plane yesterday, which is, you know, not a good thing for the environment.
No.
And the people sitting next to me had just been on a cruise to Alaska, and the person who was giving the tour that they were on at this particular thing was a climate change denier.
Wow.
And was doing everything that she could to convince everybody on that cruise ship that this is bogus, it's a hoax, this is not really happening, that this is a natural part of the evolution of the Earth, and that, you know, yeah. So anyway, there's that. However, the thing about it is, so you have a son. How old is he now?
13.
Gosh. Okay. Whew. All right. So if he gets up in the morning and everything he does, you say, you know, you really haven't met the standard. Okay. The standard is this, and that didn't meet it. Okay. So
right.
How he gets out of bed is he didn't meet the standard. Right. And
right.
All everything he eats, everything he does, his schoolwork, how he is with his friends, how he is with you, how he is with his dad, nothing meets the standard.
Right.
And all of us, you know, could see that in a very short time, he would be so depressed, he wouldn't be getting out of bed. Right.
Right.
And somehow we think that same process that is so obviously demoralizing and debilitating when viewed with other people is going to be helpful and inspiring for us.
You know, and it's funny because it's just a habit. You know, it's just that's the conditioning. It's
yes.
total in conditioning,
yes.
and you know,
it's just a habit. That yep. is so succinctly and beautifully put. It's a really bad habit, right?
Yes.
But it's just a habit.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's just great to be able to call in and talk about it and listen
out
to
it.
The arc.
Right? To out
oh,
it.
I'm sorry.
To
yeah,
out it.
Exactly.
To,
yeah.
to yeah. take it out, get it out of your head and put it out to a bunch of people who will go, yeah, that's really... That's horse bucky. Yeah, that's really bogus.
Yeah, because,
yeah.
you know, just for the dissection scope, because the thing is, it's not going to change anything. And, you know, I know there was a conversation a couple days ago about blame. And, you know, maybe there are people to blame back in the 50s who were aware of this and knew about this. I read an article about this, that there were people
yeah.
who projected this. But,
oh,
I mean,
yeah. Big companies. Big companies
yeah.
who are making a lot of money off of us not knowing this. yeah.
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 Exactly. And the thing is, okay, we can blame them, but that's not going to help, right? So
that's right.
Even though
that's right.
The condition. Oh, if you blame them, you'll feel so much better. But no, I don't feel any better. So
no, no, I feel better when I use that cloth hanky instead of a tissue. I feel so right. much better when I take my own bags to the grocery store and never touch anything plastic again. I feel so
right.
much better, right, when I go and clean up a beach or when I help plant trees or when I, yeah.
And yeah. and what happens is if I'm not able to do all those things, like if I forget the grocery bag or something, then, you know, conditioning just comes in and beats me up. You know, well, how could you do that? And, you know, how could
and,
you?
And Andrea? Here's yeah. the response to that. Why didn't you remind me?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because an after-the-fact know-it-all never helped anything. And that's what self-hate is. It's an after-the-fact know-it-all. So it sees what happens, and then it comes in implying that it knew all along. You are just a screw-up. It knows how everything should be done, and you just won't do it.
Yeah.
So
well, and
why,
and
didn't
then,
why didn't you remind me? Remind me next
then,
time.
And then, you know, like taking a plane flight, you know, it's basically there's this argument now of, God, should I do it? Should I not do it? You know, I want to see my family, but if I see my family, I'm destroying the environment. You know, so there's all that goes back and forth, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. It's not
yeah.
not an easy solution, and
yeah.
being in a conversation, a hateful conversation in the head, is not the solution.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that much we can know. So every time that conversation starts, we can say, okay, well, what is one small thing I can do right now instead of being in that conversation?
Mm, yeah, that's a really good point. Yeah, that's a good point, because that feels a little more, it feels more empowering, that's for sure.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, let's
yeah.
focus on what's working, because we know that what we attend to grows. So let's focus on what's working.
Yeah.
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 All right. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you. Gosho.
Gosho. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks for joining, Andrea. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. There's something funky in the transmission, but yes, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, there. That sounded good.
That's better?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Don't move a muscle.
Just
breathe.
Okay, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Breathing.
Just very briefly, because I was really seeing it in the conversation with Carol also, that it'd be fun even to listen back to the recording of this call. In both conversations, I could just feel how in the beginning, you know, as everyone's reporting on the voices are doing this, there's this, like, energy drain. And then as it's revealed, and especially in that place of picking the names out of the bowl, I love, or picking the, you know, things out of the
mm-hmm.
bowl, the energy is completely released. So it's so clear that the only reason for the conversation is to disable us, is to get us to not participate, because in the participation, there's complete energy.
Yes. And it literally, it's energetic and it's fun. And in that energy, we want to participate. We want to play.
Exactly.
Yeah, I want to play. Yeah. I want to play. I want to be on the court. I want to participate.
Yeah. And as everyone's been pointing out with this focus already so far, imagine if we were all on the planet allowed to play in that way in the moment. We would live in a different world.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Here is our next caller. Next caller, you're now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, this is Susan.
Hello, Susan.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah. From Ventura.
I'm actually Exactly. Oh, it's so wonderful to be known. I'm actually practicing a new behavior. Instead of walking or multitasking, I'm just lying here in bed listening. It's so different and so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So,
100% focused.
There's a stillness to it that I don't often allow myself. So, so that's worth the price of admission in and of itself.
Yeah.
My God, I'm here.
Here.
Yeah. So, you know what I noticed, and I think because we've done it now, what are we on, the eighth month or whatever of this, the same processes, the same bamboozles, like the first thing is this little bit of a panic response, like, oh my God, there's so many things, I can't do it, I don't know how, I should do it, I should already know this, and then this go up into my head, figure it out, come up with the answer right then and there, end of course, end of study, I'm done, I figured it out, you know, it's getting to be familiar to me instead of, well, there's something to learn. I don't know what it is. I don't have to. How could I possibly? If I knew it, I wouldn't be doing this. You know,
And Susan, when you just said that, it's so obvious that that process is designed to keep us where we are. Right? Mm. Oh, okay. I figured out. I got the answer. If this is the 8 month, But every time, whatever the content is, I'm going to do that process and stay in the same place. And that's what ego wants for us. Just stay in the same place. You can feel good about yourself, right? You can be allowed, when there's something like this comes up, you can be allowed to think that you figured it out, as long as you didn't. As long as you didn't.
Right, and I always will use the same tool. It's always a shovel, i.e. my mind, instead of, a light switcher. You know what I mean? It's the same process, the same tool, the same result, the same, you know what I mean? So as long as I'm in my mind and then examine belief is, I'm going to be able to figure it out, and my mind's going to be able to do it.
That's right. Yeah. And part of the equation is not, is this making me happy? Is this solving all the problems? Is this resolving the issues? You know, we're not even supposed to be having that conversation, right? We just get out that shovel, get to the place, figure it out.
Get to digging.
Yeah, I figured that out. Okay, I got it. Okay.
Check.
And what you're seeing is, and I'm right where I always am. And no, it's not resolving the issues. And no, it's not making me happy.
And then I filter stuff that comes in through the filter of, yes, that was right. That was the right answer. Or no, they're not right. You know what I mean? It sets up a template that I follow. So it's just like, it's exhausting is what it is.
It is.
I just thought,
would have said that's what people die of. That exhaustion, that just that hamster wheel. Eventually it's like, this isn't working. I can't do this anymore. I don't have the, and almost nobody gets the information that it doesn't need to be that way. Right? It's like going down the same track, hitting your head on the same brick wall for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Not you. This is the human condition.
But I understand. I understand.
And being told and believing that this is life.
Wow.
And it's not. It's not life. It's ego.
And it's all work.
Oh,
whatever.
It's hard. It's painful. Yeah. It's just, yeah. And then finally, I give up. You know, I give up.
Yeah.
I can't do this. Which is the intelligent response. Because we can't do it, right? Ego can't do it, although ego is doing it, right? Ego is doing exactly what it wants to be doing, which is having all the attention, all the energy, as the person just gets more wrung out and more exhausted as the years go by.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, finally, I would interrupt you when you're talking, which is like, okay, I don't have the answer to this now, and when the time's right, it'll drop in, and I may not figure it out in this month or whatever that means. And so, you know, just kind of relax. I'm showing up, and that's kind of all I really have to do. Yeah, I'm just trying to show up.
Just be present. I don't need to know anything. There's nothing to figure out. There's nothing to get. There isn't. It's just all we're learning to do is be here. There's nothing to figure out in that, right? This is where life happens. This is where happiness is. That's all we're doing is learning to be here where life is. And so just realizing there with Carol, you know, there's no right way. There's actually nothing we need to do. And it's not our fault because there's nothing wrong. So you're really in the perfect place there. So you can just lie there and be present until it's time to jump up and be present. And that's kind of, that's what life is.
That's the whole game. I always imagine my whole body game. Just covered in those tattoos, you know. There's nothing wrong. It is enough. I just have to show up. You know, it could be like
walking
tattoo because it's the same thing anyway.
Yeah.
So,
All right.
It's relaxing
to
hear.
Susan.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for joining us, Susan. And Sherry, I don't think we only have about a minute and a half to the top of the hour, so might need to wrap it up. But
Assignment is. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, well, just my favorite thing about, and it's still my experience about that conversation, was way back when Susan said, she was talking about, you know, what happened as the focus started, you know, that process that kicked in. And because we're doing this in cycles, it's like, wait, that's really familiar. And that is just, it's so incredible, Sherry. One of the things I really want to do when we finish this process is to go back through all the day ones and then all the day twos and then all the day threes. Because there are all these different layers, so we're going through each content, and that's one of the things I loved this morning as I was sitting down to get ready to host the show. I watched how I'm sitting up straight, I'm engaging my abs, I'm bringing my shoulders down the back, all because that focused from, you know, the body and really the fitness. And so each focus is carrying forward, and there are these through lines through each of the days where I get to see the same patterns in that particular exercise. So it's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It really is. And I alluded to this the other day, that Ashwini has something set up for us for next year that is going to deepen this. It's very exciting. It's very exciting to be doing what you said, which is really realizing, I've seen this before.
Yeah, exactly.
This is familiar. I know that little panic of, when something is new. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's great. All right. Well, thank you.
Our assignment for today is notice how much of the conversation in your head is in support of unexamined beliefs and assumptions. Review the various statements from the voices that you jotted down. What beliefs, assumptions are revealed by that review?
A belief assumption can be revealed by a single statement or a collection of statements. Down the beliefs and assumptions, record and listen what you see. Example, voices. I already spend so much time at work. The last thing I want to do is to spend my community project. Belief. Time is something that can be divided up. There is, quote, my time, where I do what I want, and then there is the time I do what everyone else thinks I should do.
Wow. And there's no lifetime in there. Did you notice that? The one thing that's missing is lifetime. Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
How we can miss a lifetime.
Oh, sorry about that.
Exactly. That was good.
Oh, okay, good.
All
good,
right,
good.
Great, thanks.
All right,
thanks,
Jen.
All right.
Go happy.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.